What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next time somebody says,
St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
Well, it's that time of week when we try to figure out where Scott Jago has been roaming in the St. Louis area. He'll play some audio clues for us, and we'll see if we can figure out where he's been, Scott.
Yeah, that's the key point there. We'll see if we can
attempt
figure
it
out. This one could be a little tough, and you'll understand why at the end, but let's get started with the first clue.
I'm seeing an uptick in rum cocktails right now. We had done a kind of a tiki style pop up in here that we put on ourselves that we actually saw a lot of like really good interest in. A lot of people drinking different rum spirits and finding out also that tiki isn't just only about rum. I mean, there are tequila and bourbon and gin cocktails that are of the tiki tradition.
All right. So that's our first clue. We've got a tiki.
That doesn't help me, but it appeals to
me.
Because I'm not a rum fan, but when he said whiskey, I'm all right.
Okay, well, we're going to get to whiskey, I promise, like right now.
We're definitely very bourbon heavy. I'd say we have probably about 380 bourbons and then some Japanese whiskey, some scotches. Obviously, what we do, bourbon is our big one. Like, we're definitely bourbon heads. We have a lot of single barrel program stuff that we run. Currently, I think I have 7 different our house selected single barrels in, and I think we're getting 2 more in the next 2 months, I think.
So this is a place with 420 different whiskeys and obviously some cocktails, tiki rum drinks. It's got a little bit of everything so far. All right. Just getting in your head.
Yeah.
Okay. Clue number 3.
I want to say Angel's Envy was one of the first ones, and they had a pretty good fight to like be still called bourbon because of their finishing program. But now you see that stuff everywhere. I mean, one of the more popular finishes currently is like Ambrana Wood. You definitely see your port cask stuff. But part of what I do and we do here in a big way is maybe like kind of try and figure out what you like in the first place and then introduce you to new things that we like, that we know about, that maybe you've never seen or heard of.
So a little education is part of this place. Learning about the spirit world and understanding what goes together. They might even do classes.
We're looking to develop like kind of like a 200 level class, and that one would be like Manhattan, Negroni, and kind of a sampling of like aperitif and vermouth and stuff like that in the middle to describe why, to help explain to people why a bartender might pick one product or another to get a certain flavor profile, and to kind of explain to people what in that moment leads to our decisions and how we go about that.
So, Michael, you said you're a bourbon guy? Is that what you were
saying? Well, I go to beer first, but if I'm doing a spirit, then bourbon's the one.
You go to bourbon?
Yeah.
Do you have a specific one you like?
No, I usually say, give me a Jack or what do you recommend? Or yeah.
Okay. Well, this place can definitely recommend.
That's what it sounds like, which is good because that's what I need.
Yeah. Joe, how
Not
about you?
Not generally a bourbon guy, no. But I like the education part of it. I like someone to say, like Michael said, like, suggest to me or give me an idea of what I'm drinking,
especially with that many choices.
Yeah, for sure.
How am I going to know?
Yeah, because I don't know either. Right.
Okay. Well, we got one more clue, and then I'll explain what this place is all about.
We never actually set out to be a speakeasy directly, but this is actually a historic building, so we never wanted to cover up the, I think it's John B. Gutman construction sign that's out front of our building right there. Like, it's part of the appeal. It's part of the old architecture of St. Louis, and covering up was just, we couldn't talk ourselves into doing it. So we kind of went ahead with this like small signage, and we're our own building, so it's not like we're actually hiding anywhere.
But if you heard at the beginning the word speakeasy, that's why I said it might be difficult, because the whole idea of a speakeasy is to be sort of hidden, although they aren't really hidden because like he just explained. But that, Michael, you look like you have a thought.
Is it the Thaxton speakeasy?
No.
Is it the one at City Foundry?
Nope.
Thaxton was my guess too, only because I knew about that one.
Oh. But
there is another one. It's obviously on Van Deventer.
Oh.
It's across from Rockwell Brewing.
Really?
And it's called the Vandy.
Ah.
The Vandy is the place I'm talking about. That's Pat Gioia, who is probably a distant relative of the Gioia Deli
the
people on the hill.
Sandwich people.
Yeah.
Hot salami.
Cousins of cousins, maybe. But the Vandy is a cocktail bar. They have, obviously, more than 400 bourbons, and they do some classes around, you know, understanding cocktails and what bartenders do to make interesting drinks. They have their own list of interesting cocktails. And so they're opening a new spot in Webster Groves in the future, not too far off. So you can, that one will be more craft beer and wine and spirits. This one is kind of just a cool spot. He called it the perfect first date spot. People like to go there on a first date because it's very laid back. And again, if you would drive right by it, and the sign is like
this, I know right where it is, though. Yeah, I absolutely right where it is. Yeah.
It's an old construction building. And if you look close on the door, it says Vandy.
Vandy.
Living up to the speakeasy.
Exactly.
Name there. That's an area that's really transforming.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you can find out all about it on Sunday morning, 8:20 and 9:20.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.